Afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever it is that you are right now. It is currently 8:44 p.m. on Monday morning here in South Korea, where I am currently at. We're gonna start another series of the podcast. So let's see, any new updates with me? So the only thing really that's going on is it's been raining a lot. So a lot of places in where I'm at has flooded a lot. Some of the streets up north near the DMZ line, North and South Korea border, some of those places got really, really bad. Like the roads just collapsed, like fell apart from all the water. So there's a lot of, it's like a record-breaking year for rainfall here in South Korea, and we probably got about another 60 days worth of rain still yet to come is what they're predicting. But yeah, that's really all about that's going on with me. I don't really have anything too exciting going on yet. I start back up on work again Thursday. And yeah, just spend the next couple days doing nothing. Later this week, I'll go and get me a Thai, what is it? A Thai aroma massage or a Thai massage. I get it for like 50,000 won for 1 hour, and it's a full body Thai massage. So I'm gonna go do that. And all these massage places that are around my apartment complex are open 24 hours a day. So that's another plus. Then there's a few karaoke bars and stuff like that. So we might go try doing some karaoke this week. I don't know. We'll see. But let's post out an announcement and see who's online and who wants to come and join. I checked the time zone clock, so it's about it's like 8 or 8:30 in the morning or something like that in Canada. It's like 7:30 in the East Coast, and it's 6:30 in the Central. So we got one person who was excited that I said I'm live. Let's see who that person is, if they've ever decided to join. Oh, what's up, Bruce?
Oh shit, you're going. What the fuck are you? Hold on. Right, can you hear me? Hold on.
Can you not hear me? We got a lot of people on. Sap. We got MX. Multigamer. Alex. Welcome, welcome. Again, if you're not going to talk, there is the No Mic channel. If you have specific questions, post them in the podcast question channel, and I'll try to answer them the best I can. Leary's online. So I see a lot of people with Pikachu now. Are we doing a Pikachu thing instead of a panda thing? Yeah, Alex is online. Let's see. Who else? The Power Boss. Sap, Multigamer, Leary, Hermit. All right. Ruth is online if he ever gets his mic issue fixed so that he can talk. So how's everybody doing this morning or evening or whatever it is for you? For me, it's evening. How's everybody's day been going? You there, Ruth?
Yeah, finally, I'm in the work truck and it connected. And for some reason, when I disconnect from the truck, it wouldn't connect to my freaking headset. So I disconnect from the truck and completely, and there's a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Hear that? I'm gonna hook up my headphones. That way, I hopefully don't get any back noise or whatever with the
Sound like
mic.
you're in a bathroom.
Yeah, because the room, my office is like a small room, so you hear a lot of like echo, it seems like.
Oh, come on, open up gate.
Let's see.
I gotta stay up for another 5 hours, and I can maybe go to bed.
Let me turn my headphones on.
Let me go by my boss real quick.
Okay.
I'm about to mute myself.
Oh, man. Let's see. People are posting in No Mic channel. Let's see what they got. Multigamer says, it's evening here, grabbing some snacks again. Oh, I just got done eating a huge dinner. I don't even want to think about food. We had roasted chicken with beef, no, pork on the inside. So we took two chickens, cut it open. I didn't. I don't cook. But my fiance took two chickens that we got on sale for like 2,000 won a piece. So about $4 pretty much. We got two of them. We cut them open. She stuffed them with pork. And we didn't have any like toothpicks or anything to hold them, to hold it shut. So she took some dental floss and we held the, like stitched it shut so that it would hold, and then cooked it in the oven. And then we had some fried rice with beef in the fried rice, beef and onion and a few other things. And then what else did we have? And then she made banana bread for dessert. So we had some banana bread for dessert. So I am full, full, full. And then we just went, got done walking around all the little shops and stores and everything like that that's outside of our apartment complex. Took my daughter to a little arcade area that had all those little grabber machines or whatever, where you got to try to pick up an animal out of it to see if you can win. And then we stopped by a store just to go look around. So we had a pretty interesting evening so far. Anything exciting happen to any of you guys today? See a lot of people listening, but not a lot of people chatting.
Hey, Buck, how you doing?
What's up? How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking. How was your day?
Well, pretty uneventful. Didn't really do much. Let's see, this morning, had a big breakfast, and then I don't think we really did anything this morning. No, I think we pretty much just stayed home, and then around the afternoon, I had to go on base to pick up my package, because I had a package arrive at the mailbox. So I had to go pick that up and got my robot vacuum, or whatever it's called. So I got that set up, which is pretty cool. It'll go around and I can put it on a schedule and it will go around and vacuum my whole house for me. And then when it's done or the batteries are getting close to dead, then it will go park itself back on its little home base to recharge. And then, gosh, just got done eating dinner and then we went out for a walk around town. Wait until, like Friday or Saturday when I get paid, because I'm going to go and get me a Thai massage down the road. There's like 3 or 4 different Thai massage places around here that it's like $50 for an hour, or it's like $45 for an hour.
Happy ending?
No, no.
Well then, screw you, I don't want to go.
But they're open 24 hours, so I can go any time of the day. But
my fiance, come on, move that fucking mule out my way.
My fiance will be going with me.
Oh, you gotta be on your best behavior.
Unless she's at work, then I'll. I'm like,
Oh, get the fuck out of the goddamn road.
Dude, I thought I would hate driving here, and I do at some points when it's like heavy traffic because the lights are so long. But like at nighttime or early morning or whatever, or light traffic, man, it's so much fun driving here because they tell you on the side of the road, they'll put up signs when you get close to like red light cameras or speed traps or speed cameras. So they'll tell you how far away you are from them so you know when to slow down. But then once you pass them, you can just like fly as fast as you want down the highway. You get up the red lights. You can pretty much just use red lights as stop signs and just go right through them.
Why can't America be like that?
I don't know, but they have no police out here to enforce anything or nothing. So, like, you, even if there is a police officer on the road, you could still fly through a red light and they won't care.
Well, apparently, on my ride this weekend, we went by a a sheriff doing 110, and we didn't even see the guy. And he never even tried to pull his number. We were at the gas station. So they had turned around because my camera, like, the mount broke. Oh, and yeah? I caught it right before the camera flew off, was going to fly off the bike. And so I pulled over and put it in my tank bag. And everyone was like, where the fuck did Will go? And so they turned around. And by the time they got back to me, I was already on the motorcycle going again. But apparently there was a... on one of the turns, there was a cop, and people got flashed high beams. They're like, I don't know why the hell they flashed us. And so we were at the gas station, they were talking about that, and they're like, yeah, did you see the sheriff? And we're like, what cop? Where? No, we did not see this cop. And so luckily we didn't get a ticket. Well, actually, that would have been like jail time. On country road, speed on it's probably like 50, 55.
Yeah. We got 13 people on, but only like 4 people that have their mic on.
I was muted because I was talking to my boss earlier. They're bringing like some portable buildings, and they have this huge area fenced off, and so I found it this morning. And I was like, yeah, they're going to probably fuck up the irrigation shit over there. And so I got to mark that. And I told him, I was like, I'm leaving at 11 o'clock. I haven't slept yet. I'm probably going to be ready to crash around then. So, yeah, I'll fill out a leave for him, but I'm out.
Go back to work on Thursday. So.
Oh, you've been out this whole time, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's like... once I got out of quarantine, the day I got out of quarantine, my sponsor picked me up or whatever, and then took me to, you know, the SSA, the warehouse, and showed me around work and, you know, showed me to all the other people, introduced me to everybody at work, and then went over to the company to try to do, to meet with the first sergeant and the commander and stuff like that there, and... they were busy, so we're sitting there waiting on them, and then some person from the in-processing unit in a different company that did all the in-processing is like, hey, we've been looking all over for you. It's like, you weren't supposed to be picked up or anything. We were supposed to pick you up, and da-da-da-da.
I think it was last week, yeah, when I joined the thing.
Yeah, well, and then, so then, what was it, Wednesday, I finished the in-processing, and I reported to the SSA or whatever, and then they're like, okay, well, you're going to be in this section in the SSA, and you're going to be the NCO in charge over all the soldiers there, since they don't have an NCO. I was like, okay, too easy, and then, so I kind of started getting introduced. And I told him, I was like, hey, look, you know, I got to put my daughter's in daycare, but I got to pick her up by, you know, 5 every day because their late fees are outrageous. Like, the daycare is pretty cheap, but their late fees are outrageous. So you have to pick them up by 1700. And if you don't, every minute up till the 15-minute mark, so the first 15 minutes, after 5 o'clock, they charge you $1 a minute. And then after the 15 minutes, it goes up to $5 a minute for every minute you're late. And I was like, fuck that. I can't afford that. I was like, I got to be out of here by like 4:45 every day so that I can go get her. And they're like, okay, well, it looks like you got a set time. You got to be gone, da, da, da. And I was like, well, you know, those 10 days you offered me or whatever, I didn't get those because I was in processing. I still have a handful of things I got to do. I don't need 10 days. I just need 7. But I could do it. We were supposed to work all weekend because they're doing inventories and stuff. And I was like, I can stay here and work with you, you know, for the weekend to give an extra hand for inventories and all that. And then I'll start my 7 days after inventories are over. And then they're like, okay, yeah, no problem. And then at the end of the day, Wednesday, they're like, you're good to go get your daughter and go ahead and start your 7 days now. We won't need you for the inventories this weekend. Like, sweet. So I'll officially start back full-time work on Thursday.
You're not going to know what to do with yourself.
I'm actually kind of glad to go back because I'm getting a little bored sometimes. I need to get back in and do PT every day and get some work in. I feel more productive when I'm doing something versus sitting here. Like, the apartment complex has a gym. It has a fitness center. But it's closed right now because of the coronavirus thing, and they don't know when they're going to open it back up or how they're going to open it back up. I was like, come on, man. I mean, I could drive the post and go to the gyms on post, but I don't want to drive like 15 minutes to go to the gym. I'll just walk 5 minutes to go get a massage. I mean, come on.
You sound so entitled, like any American. I'm not going to drive 15 minutes to the damn gym. Fuck that. I'll go get a 5 minute. Not 5 minutes out of business, 1 hour massage instead.
Exactly.
Fuck exercise.
I mean, hell, the gym's free, but $50 and only a 5 minute walk, and I get an hour massage, or drive 15 minutes, get a free workout for an hour. Eh.
I'd do both.
Yeah. I see Lars is on here, but he hasn't said nothing. He's got his mic unmuted. We got a lot of people on.
He'll probably be quiet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
If he's up, I wonder if Elena's up. I haven't seen her on.
It's nighttime over there, isn't it? It's like 7, 8.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. where I'm at in South Korea, so I think they're Malaysia. I want to say they're an hour behind us, but I'm not sure.
I think the
Philippines are an hour behind us.
Because I always have to add, like, what is it?
Well, it's like 7 a.m. where you are, right?
Yeah, so I just add an hour to my time and make it p.m. instead of a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. I was being argumentative about memes, then talked with them fools on Global, and kept reading my book, and before I knew it, I was like, oh, shit, it's 3 o'clock. Well, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, not getting no sleep tonight. That ain't happening. If I go to sleep now, I'm not going to wake up from my alarm.
Did you see what I put in the executive chat?
No, I haven't looked yet.
Oh, it's got this meme. It says, caption this with the lax text that you've sent. And, I read it wrong. I was reading it wrong. So I thought you were supposed to caption it with the last text that you've seen, not sent. So I did it wrong, but it makes it even more funnier. So the meme is a picture of these two girls that are dead in the hallway, and they're covered in blood, and all the walls are covered in blood, and there's an axe laying in the floor and an upside down chair. And
well,
then
here's how my sex would go with that. How'd you sleep?
It says, caption this with the last text that you sent. So I captioned it with the last text that I've seen. And so the last text that I got was, just got done, Sergeant. And I was like, yeah. I was like, and then, so I quoted, you know, what the last text was. And then underneath of it, I put, I'm pleading the fifth.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I saw that. I thought you posted something new in there.
We'll see if Stash is online. It's like, I think, eight or nine or so in Canada right now.
I don't know, it's time zone.
I told him, you know, I'd be on around this time. He said he might try to hop on.
Why is it like 4 a.m. for him?
Well, let's see. I'll pull up my trusty Google. And
what side of Canada is he on? East or west?
I have no idea. I think he's near Ontario. So it's 8 a.m. near Ontario, Canada. If he's near Vancouver, then it's 5 a.m. If he's near Edmonton, it's 6 a.m. Winnipeg is 7. Newfoundland is 9. And they got so many fucking time zones in Canada. It's crazy.
I was gonna say, fuck that shit.
They've got...
maybe like a test question in high school or some shit. How many time zones are in here?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, numbers. There's 7 time zones in Canada.
And don't we have like 3 or 4?
I think we got 4.
You have East Coast, Central,
East,
Mountain, and Pacific.
Yeah. Man. Anyway, I'll shoot him text. I told him I'd be doing about 10 or so my time. And he's like, I should be able to make that. So we'll see. I'll just tag him and see if he dash. See if he answers. Elena's normally on at this time, though. I wonder what time it is in the UK. Lisa's probably sleeping.
In the UK, it's, fuck. The only one, it's like 6 p.m. here, it's midnight there. It's not afternoon for him right now. It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, Lisa should
be on. It's either 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, she was able to join us a couple days ago when we did a podcast. So,
oh yeah, it's one of those times. I think she might be like +1 compared to the UK or something, like UK area or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to go to workbook.
Joe's video. Can you fake my death?
Yeah.
I can do anything. I could fake your death and order a body bag for you.
Military connections, my man.
I've got the NSN for a big old black body bag.
What meme can I post today to stir some crap?
Oh, who knows? There's tons of them out there.
Well, it's like, I post a meme in Joe's server, and it sparks a debate.
I gotta turn my sound off. Let's see.
I can do the socialism one.
Ooh. NCO.
Hey, Buck, look at the meme channel before I delete it.
Okay, let's go meme. Let me find this up here. Global. Social. Let's look at memes. There it is. No social. That's so true.
Someone got mad because someone posted. They ended up deleting the shit because someone posted a meme about the Titanic with a U.S. flag, and it offended them.
Oh my
God. How's that relevant to the meme? I'm like, well, it's kind of like the one where they have the Soviet Union flag. Are you not offended by that one?
People get so fired. They get so fired over the simplest shit.
It's in Snapchat. I think it was like YK or something.
Yeah, probably. He's got a pretty good eye for that kind of stuff.
And I was just like, how does that offend you? And he was saying something about goes against certain cyber laws. I'm like, what fucking cyber law does this go against?
He's just making shit, spitting shit out of his ass, trying to make him sound like he's right.
Well, I was like, do you work for Discord? He's like, I think he said like something like you could or should. I'm like, you don't work for fucking Discord. You don't know what the fuck the law is.
Yeah.
Oh, are you fucking serious? The damn door. There it goes. Fucking door went open.
Oh, I gotta catch up on this Nomai channel. There was a lot posted. Let's see here. The amount of people muted. You don't have to hear. I like where I'm from. Well, I'm originally from Missouri. In the U.S., but I'm in the Army, so I'm stationed over in South Korea right now. So that's why I'm here. Let's see. I'm not from South Korea, but I'm in South Korea.
No, you should play it off like you're from South Korea.
Dude, I found like five PC cafes, like, just in my general area. I'll go in there and find all those people that are on the Call of Duty mobile or Call of Duty PC and be like, how the fuck are you, like, creaming people all the time?
Because they ain't got no job!
I know. They just go in there and drink coffee and then play video games on the computer all day.
I can't even do that crap no more.
I know. I got my Switch and, you know, I play some games on it. I mainly play, like, basketball or something, sports games.
I sold my Switch to M.
Yeah. I beat the Pokemon game. And I haven't bought the expansion pack yet because I read up on it. And there's really not too much new coming out. There's a couple new storylines, but then that's it. And people are, like, beating it in, like, a day. And then there's new Pokemon and stuff that comes out. But I don't know. I like the storylines more than I do anything else. I don't like to just sit around and raid all day. That gets too boring to me. And then, like, Legend of Zelda is okay. It's just time-consuming. Really time-consuming. So, I mean, that got kind of boring. But supposedly, the only reason I haven't gotten rid of my Switch yet is because there's supposed to be a PGA golf game coming out for the Switch this month, towards the end of the month. I think, like, the 21st or something like that. PGA Tour, you know, 20 or whatever it is supposed to be coming out for the Switch. So I'm hoping that ends up being a good game.
I've been playing the PS4 a little bit. I beat Horizon Zero Dawn. That's the game's name.
Yeah.
And I beat the expansion pack on it. And now I gotta wait for the PS5 to come out so I can get that game whenever it drops.
I want a PS4 because I want to get the Grand Theft Auto game because I love Grand Theft Auto. But I don't want to buy a PS4 because PS5 is coming out. So I'll just wait for the PS5 to come out and buy that.
I'm getting so pissed off about this PS5 and Xbox One X or whatever the fuck they're calling it.
Yeah.
And it's like, just release the fucking price. I've seen speculations where like other websites have already gone live for pre-orders and it costs like $450 or something for the digital version, $500 for the one with the Blu-ray player.
Just, like, yeah, I'm debating on which one to get.
Give me the fucking specs and let me pre-order the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'll go to GameStop, put fucking money down, and pay a little like $100 or something each month. So when Christmas, the holidays come, it's like, oh, sir, your balance is this. Okay, here we are. All right, I pick up the damn system, and I go to my house.
I've been debating on which one to get, whether I get the one with the drive or if I get the all-digital one. I mean, I think about it this way. I mean, the one with the drive is going to be a little bit more expensive, but you have the Blu-ray drive on it, so, I mean, nobody really watches DVDs anymore, but if I needed to, I have it. Also, it's going to be the disc games are going to be cheaper, like $10 cheaper than what the digital game would be.
Are you sure about that? Because right now they're the same fucking price.
Really? Because I know, like, with the Switch, if I go to buy something from the Nintendo store to download it, it's $10 more expensive to get the digital version than it is if I go in the store and buy it on disc. I don't know about PlayStation or anything. Like, that's why when Pokemon came out and I went and got the Pokemon game or the Legend of Zelda and all that, and M was like, oh, just download it. I was like, why? You know, it's like $69.99 or whatever to download it. And then I can go to Walmart and get it for $59.99. I was like, I saved $10. And they're like, yeah, but that $10 is just that extra $10, like a convenience fee for not having to leave the house. I was like, yeah, but then I got to wait hours for it to download. So,
no, the PS4 store is the same digital versus getting a disc right now. I think it's just like a Nintendo thing.
Maybe it is. So if the games are going to be the same price, then I'll probably just get the digital one and then save like $100 or whatever it is, $50 on the digital version. Yeah.
I mean, DVDs are all nice and shit. Like you said, everything's like online nowadays, which sucks if we get like cyber attack and everything goes down because then we're all fucked.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
There's nothing coming out like media wise that's going to replace the CD. Like,
nope.
CD, DVD, everything that's replaced it is like fucking thumb drives and stuff like that. So, and now everything's digital. I mean, it still blows my mind that Netflix still has a DVD option that you can go and get DVDs still sent to your door every month.
Yeah, that does surprise me, but, you know,
surprisingly, they make a lot of money off that.
What pisses me off also, though, is like how all the theaters are closed right now. So instead of going to the movie theater, they're releasing it on video on demand. Well, for me, it's cheaper to go to the fucking theater versus doing that because it's just myself. Now, like, like a family of four, okay, now it's going to kind of be cheaper for you because you got to get tickets and then you got to snacks
The snacks in itself is like $40 for a large popcorn and two big ass drinks and maybe like a candy or two. It's like a damn date night or some shit. I remember the last time I went with my parents and they bought the stuff. I'm like, you know, for that price, we could have went and not ate at like Texas Roadhouse or some nice restaurant for cheaper, if not yeah. about the same price.
Yeah.
I mean, I get
yeah,
it.
I mean, I went to go watch
shit, but
well, like with Amazon Prime, they had like movies on demand for all the theater movies. And the Trolls World Tour, I guess, came out or whatever. And the Scooby-Doo movie came out all at the same time. And I was like,
boom, $60.
Well, it's like $20 for like, so I think it's, you pay the $20 and then you have it to view for, I think, 30 days or something. But then once you start watching it, you only have like 24 hours or something like that, or 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you lose it.
You see, when you buy it, well, buy it, rent it, whatever you do. Yeah, when you rent, you have literally 30 days from the date of purchase and a time to watch it. Once you start watching it, you have to finish it or you lose it, I think, in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's so stupid because I'm paying like freaking
feet over. You pay over the price for the tickets plus drinks and popcorn and all that. You're paying that price for it without the drinks and the popcorn and all the other snacks and candy and all that.
Well, I mean, movie ticket for me costs $5-6, maybe 10. So to me, it's the same cost as me going to like a Whataburger somewhere, eating food, and then going to like a Adobe movie or something. The freaking expensive ass recliner seats, freaking
the beer and all that,
the boom system and the damn speakers and all that crap.
Yep.
It's just not worth it. Because that's like what was it? Vin Diesel's latest movie. He was some like immortal or some shit.
Yeah.
Or he died and they made him into some unnatural fucking assassin type shit. I split the cost with my parents, so we spent about $15 each. I watched the movie, I'm like, yeah, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, if I'm going to spend $20 on something, you better let me keep that damn thing at that price. Because once it comes out of theater and goes out on DVD, you're going to get it for that price anyways.
Well, I think actually it is you have to buy it before you can watch it. Because they don't do, I don't think they're doing rentals. I think you have to buy the whole movie.
No, with Amazon Prime, if you're watching something, if you want to watch something that's out in, supposed to be out in theaters, so like a new movie or something, you pay like $20 and then you keep it for 30 days. But as soon as you start to watch it, you have like 48 hours or something like that to finish watching it. And then you lose it. You don't get to watch it again.
Well, yeah, I can't remember if, because we didn't go through Amazon. I don't think. I think we went through video on demand on Spectrum. And I think it made us buy it to watch it. And so I wasn't happy about that. Because it was the same thing. When I first saw it, I thought it was included on Amazon Prime. And I was like, fuck yeah. Or no, I knew it wasn't. And I wanted to see what it was to rent it. And it didn't give me, I don't think it was a rental option. I think it was like a buy option. I'm like, why am I going to spend $30 on a movie I'm probably going to watch once? Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't done that again.
Yeah, I only bought the Scooby-Doo movie, and we watched that, and then I didn't buy the Trolls. I waited for a little bit, and then it came out on Torrent, and I was able to download it offline, and I had it on Torrent, so now I've got it on my computer for free. So.
Irrigation.
Somebody posted in a podcast question channel asking, how are you? Sorry, can't unmute. Also, how do you get time for podcasts while being in the Army? Well, the Army really isn't as... Exactly. We really do not do as much as what's led to believe. We normally have a normal work schedule. Some days may be longer than others, but our normal work schedule is 6:30 in the morning. You do PT from 6:30 to 7:45-ish, and then you get released to go shower, change, get breakfast, and then be to work at 9, and then you work from 9 to 5, and then you get off at 5. Sometimes you may work later. Sometimes you may get off earlier. It just depends on the workload, what kind of unit you're in, and all that. Like, if you're in an infantry unit, you're going to work longer days, and you're going to be in the field more than you are going to just be at a regular job, so you'll be out in the field site more. I'm in an aviation unit. An aviation unit, they're like the most laid back of all the units in the Army, so we're pretty chill, laid back. We don't really do a whole lot. So, I mean, I work a normal job. I just don't really get paid that great. For what I do now, I can get paid, you know, three figures out in the civilian world versus only getting, like, with entitlements and everything, I get, like, maybe $45,000 a year. But in the civilian world, for the job that I do, I could be doing the same job for like $100K a year.
I'm jealous of you, fucker. You still make more than I do.
Well, I'm only 2 grand. Yeah. I think like there's a calculator out there where you can like calculate, like it'll take how many years you've been in the Army. How many years you've been in the Army, what pay grade you're at, and then it'll convert it, and then you put if you get housing allowance or not, so if you have dependents or not, you put all that in there, and then it'll take all the allowances that you receive plus your base pay, and it will add it all together, and then it'll tell you how much money in the civilian world you need to make a year to get paid what you're getting paid now. So
the question is, you work in aviation? Or is it just part of the unit you're a part of?
So the company I work in, and I'm in an aviation unit, but I'm not working like on aviation. I'm working in a warehouse supplying parts to the aviation units.
Oh, I was getting under my nail. Annoying the shit.
Lisa says she's talking to the doctor, so she's not going to get on yet. But yeah, so I'm in an aviation unit. But like, so it says, like the calculator, the conversion calculator says, you know, I've got 7.5 years in the Army right now. I'm an E5, so I'm a sergeant. At 7.5 years as being a sergeant in the Army with dependents, so that means I get my housing allowance and I get a food allowance every month. With all of that, you know, it says that I make about $45,000 a year. But when tax time comes around and I get my W-2s, you know, in reality, it only shows that I make maybe $30,000 or $35,000.
Yeah, taxes and all that other crap.
Well, that, but the housing allowance that we get and the food allowance that we get every month, that is tax-free. So we don't get charged taxes for that. And then the clothing allowance that we get once a year on our anniversary date, which is like, I think, $400 or something like that, $350, somewhere in that range. Those are tax free, so they don't count towards our taxes. so that it doesn't count towards my annual grossing income. But in the civilian world, it would. So you have to calculate what you would get. You would get that because you will get that added to your check. So they would add all that together plus your base pay. And then it determines that I need to make, I think it's like 45 or 49 or something like that, thousand a year is what I need to make if I was to get a job in the civilian. Yeah, is what I would need to make it in the civilian world to equal the same paycheck that I'm getting now in the Army. So,
because that's like I get 43 a year, but after my taxes, it's really like 39 or something, 39 or 40, because the health care, the TRS retirement.
Well, yeah, they throw that in there too. So, like, we get health care pretty much free, right? And so, they calculate that into the payment as well. And they throw in like the average cost for family health care or whatever. And they'll throw that average cost in there. So still have to make about the same amount of money. So, but I mean, I was looking at jobs. Like I could go and get a government job, a GS job, and doing what I'm doing now in the Army. And depending on what location you go to will depend on how much you get. But the average, you know, ranges from 75K a year starting out to 100K a year. It just depends on what location you go to. Like if I go to Austin, Texas, and get a job doing logistics at the Army's Future Command that's in Austin, Texas, you know, I can get maybe sixty to 75,000 a year starting off. But if I got a job here in Korea doing SASMO work, since I have a SASMO certification to work on like satellites and internet routers and connectivity and stuff like that, I can get starting pay. Is 100K a year, and they throw in PCS benefits. So if you move locations, you'll get paid to move. The company will pay you to move. So it's all about location, location, location. But I've also thought about, you know, I'm getting out at the end of my current contract, which isn't going to be. My contract's up in like August of 2022. So I may get out earlier if I get med boarded or something. But right now, August 2022 is when I'm looking to get out. And that would put me a little bit over 9.5 years in the Army. And I can go and work at USPS, go work at the post office. It's a federal job. And they will transfer my federal time over. So I don't have to start my 20 years all over again. My 20 years would then resume at my 9.5 or whatever. So I would only have, you know, another 10.5 years or something like that left to finish as a postal worker so that I can get my federal retirement at 20 years. So, I mean, it's all things I got to look into and figure out what I want to go and what route I want to go. I want to go back to Missouri just because my son's in Missouri, and then it would make it easier for me to see him on a regular basis and then for my daughter to be able to see her mom on a regular basis. So I would like to move back to Missouri, probably up near the Springfield area.
Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri. But we'll see. We'll see how things work out. There's a lot of, especially in Springfield, there's a lot of logistics jobs out there. A lot of good paying jobs. Unfortunately, my contract's not up now because UPS is, normally the way UPS works is you when you go to apply for a job, they give you a temp job working out on the floor, the docks, and you'll load trucks.
It sucks ass. It sucks ass.
You'll do that for like a year, and then you can get promoted to a driver or a driver's assistant, and then you'll go around. But those UPS in Springfield is needing people so bad that they're hiring people on full time as a driver starting off. And they make really good jobs, and their health care package is a lot better, and their retirement package is a lot better than, say, FedEx is. They got the better health care and retirement package as far as those shipping companies go. And their pay is pretty decent. My stepdad talks to the UPS driver that goes to their house every day to drop off packages.
UPS drivers make fucking bank, dude.
This guy who's my stepdad's UPS driver, he has a fucking like doctorate degree in aerophysics or some shit like that. Some fucking like high dollar degree. And he's never used it a day in his life. He's been a UPS driver for, he's like 3 years away or 2 years away from retiring. And he's making over three figures a year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how much he pays. Because I got a couple of people on my friends list that on Facebook that work at, that used to work at UPS. And I didn't realize they got paid as much as they did until like he started talking about it. And I was just like, holy fuck. And, like, I tried at UPS, but working outside all fucking day and they're trying to go do that shit for another couple of hours is like, nope. Fell asleep at my regular job. And what's funny is, you figure it'd be like a big ass box that's the heavy one. It's like one of those fucking baby boxes that are the heaviest.
Looks like Joe just dropped his video for this morning.
Yep.
Most common errors. I feel bad for him, man. He's really got it rough doing his, you know, school that he's doing for filmmaking or whatever. I think he's done with the script writing class. At least I hope he is, because that class is kicking his ass. I got to start my college back up on the 26th of this month. I put it on hold because of my PCS, but now I'll be starting it back up on the 26th. And my first class that I got to do is English Composition 1. And then once I finish that class, then I got to go into English Comp 2. I was like, man, I hate English classes so much. I hate writing. I hate essays. I hate it all.
Why do you think, like, basically, I should be taking college classes,
but
that's just not where I want to go. Yeah. Like, my job will pay for, I think, one or two classes a semester, but I gotta pay for, like, the books and stuff, but they don't pay for, like, if you have to take a remedial class. Which, me being a dumbass, I would probably have to take remedial math and fucking... Definitely, well, you like math is number one, definitely.
Well, you can do, like, a placement exam. And you can do placement exams for
irrigation turn.
Yeah.
Since about 7.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Math I'm actually good with.
The bushes are running right now, but I'm waiting for the next set of zone to come on.
Yeah.
Basically, it is. I'm watching paint dry.
I hate math, but I love math.
Oh, I hate math. I suck at it. I suck at it. That's the worst subject ever.
I hate it so bad, but for some reason, like, through high school, like, I took Algebra 1, and then I just barely passed Algebra 1 with the C, and then I took Algebra 2, and I failed Algebra 2, And then that next semester in high school, I took geometry. And about halfway through the semester, they realized that I shouldn't have been put in geometry because I didn't pass Algebra 2. And I had to go back to do Algebra 2. But then the teacher talked them into letting me stay in because I was acing geometry. Like, geometry was coming so easy to me versus algebra. And so I aced geometry. And then I wanted to take trig my senior year. I wanted to take trigonometry. And I was like, because, man, geometry came really good to me. But then the way enabled to take trig, you had to do half a semester of Algebra 3, and then the other semester was trig. And I was like, I'm not taking Algebra 3. You can kiss my ass.
See, I was the opposite. Like, freshman year, I kicked ass in Algebra 1. And the rest of my fucking high school career, I barely skated by in math.
Dude, I suck so bad at math, right? And then I get to...
It's fucking squirrels climbing the goddamn building. What the fuck?
I get to college, and I had to take a math class. It wasn't with the college I'm with now, but the one I was doing before. I had to do a math class for my core, and I aced it. Like, it came so easy to me. It was like, man, it's so easy. But I also cheated a lot because it was so easy to cheat. So like, I was using, like, online calculators, and there was a math app on your phone where you can just put in the equation and it will solve it for you. And it will tell you, you know, the step-by-step on how to do it. So, Yeah, I cheated for time's sake to get through everything easier. But, like, I mean, I read through it and how to do it step-by-step because I had to write it step-by-step on my exams and worksheets and stuff like that. But I was like, oh, okay, well, this makes sense. So it was coming to me, but for time's sake, I cheated. But it is what it is.
I'm so glad when school was done. And hence why I work in an outside job.
Yeah.
I fucking hate having to stare at a computer screen. It puts me to sleep.
Yeah, I hear that.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm going crazy. I've seen like 5 or 10 of the same fucking trucks pass by. Same damn company. I'm just like, am I missing something here? I guess the damn warehouse or some shit's close by.
Yeah. It's like, it sucks so bad. So like, normally internet here is like extremely good, but it also depends on what company you go to. So the only reason I haven't purchased internet is because I get internet for free with my rent. But there's three main internet companies in South Korea. You got SK, which is bottom of the barrel, like, you know, cheapest internet you can get. But they're decent. I mean, I don't have any lag or anything like that. And then you got KT and LGU Plus. LGU Plus is like top dog. They got all the fiber optic internet, you know, everything. KT is right up there with LGU Plus. And their prices are still cheap. Like, I can get unlimited, high-speed, top-of-the-line package internet with LGU Plus, and it's like 35,000 won, so just a little bit under 35 U.S. dollars a month for that. I mean, I don't have... Hell yeah, it is. But with
like
100
megabytes of some shit here is like $60 or plus.
Yeah, that's over. That's for 100 megabytes here, or whatever the new one is that you guys have out in the States. The 1 terabyte or whatever it is. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Because I don't have that shit around here. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's only in like the big cities. It hasn't made it to Dallas yet. I think they got it in. They got
like
it
a Google
up in
Google Fi or some shit. Google Fiber.
Yeah, but Cox Internet out in like Kansas and stuff, they're getting it. And of course, go figure, I leave Kansas, right? And I just seen an article that one of my friends posted on their Facebook page that they're opening up, they're close to finalizing a deal to open up a Whataburger in Kansas. It's like, motherfucker.
Matthew, give you a big finger.
I guess the internet ain't too bad. My ping is 46 milliseconds. My download is 15.3 megabytes. And my upload is 20.4 megabytes. It could be a lot better.
I keep wanting to get better internet, but like all internet sucks ass around Dallas.
Yeah.
I think AT&T for 100 megabytes or something was like $60 a month. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I think I was doing Cox in Kansas, and golly, 473 download speed. God damn, sap. Anyways, I was doing Cox and.
So let's go kick Sap's ass and take his internet.
Pretty much.
In the name of freedom.
I mean, I could be having those speeds if I got LGU Plus, but right now the internet that I have and the cable that comes with it is all included in my rent. So I'm paying for it. So if I go and cancel it, they won't cancel it out of my rent. It's because I'm already in a contract. So I'll be paying for it regardless if I switch or not. So I'm not going to pay for two, but still. We'll see how that goes. Lars is still listening.
Lars is a creeper.
For real. Oh, he said something.
I didn't hear it, so it didn't happen.
How are you not going to say anything, Lars? If I end up doing an interview with Elena, you're going to have to be her voice anyway, so.
My phone speed is so fucking slow. It says my phone speed is fast, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what mine is. Mine's running on a 5G network. Let's see what mine.
I'm gonna post it in the mic channel.
Let's see if I can do a speed test for my phone. Man.
Come on, man. Don't start that shit. I'm already sleepy as it is.
Man, it's almost 10 p.m. here. Let's see here. Let's go. Let's get my ping, my download, my upload. Let's hurry up. I don't know how accurate this site is. Speedof.me. Internet speed. Never heard of this site, but we'll see. See what it does. Looks like it froze on me. Is it freeze or is it acting up? Okay, so it says my download speed is 24.48 megabytes. My upload speed is 0.54. That's really low. Oh well. I don't think that site's too accurate. Let me go to speedtest.net. That's what I normally use.
I say, shit, my shit's faster than yours on 4G, if that's so.
Well, like, I'm on a, I don't know, like, when I'm in my apartment, I can only get the LTE plus 4G, but then when I'm out, once I walk outside of my apartment, it connects to 5G. Sometimes, very few times, will it actually connect to 5G inside the apartment. But, we'll test it out real fast. This is for... I don't want to fucking sign up. I don't want to download an app either. So you got 21.4 and 23.1. Wait, let's see what mine says. Still running. What time is it, Lars?
PM. Almost.
I think you're cutting out a little bit. Or your mic.
Hey, so.
Let's see. So, let's see. Upload speed or download speed. Well, no. Internet speed is 100 megabytes. And then 32 for upload.
So is that download, on your right? Is that on the Wi-Fi or is that on your off your cell phone
actual network. Service? Network. Yeah, service. Well, let's see. 700 megabytes. No. Okay, wait a minute. So, internet speed is 26 megabytes per second. Latency is unloaded 79 milliseconds, loaded 157 milliseconds, and 32 megabytes per second for upload speed. So, I'm assuming my internet speed, this download speed, is 26. So, download is 26, and then upload will be 32.
How the hell is my shit faster than yours?
It's not. What is yours?
Closer than the normal. Oh, 20. Never mind. 21 for download and 23 for upload.
That's what I thought.
But still, that's not a big difference versus fucking what your crap is. Oh, my 4G.
Yeah, so am I. Until I step out of my apartment. Once I get outside and I'm on 5G, I'll run it again and I'll post it.
So I ain't paying $10 extra for 5G for that bullshit. It's like, did you see the Samsung product reveal?
No, I didn't.
They're coming out with a new version of their Flip. Which is like fucking a huge ass phone. And then I think it's the S20 Note is coming out. I was like, holy shit. The thing is freaking huge.
So I was trying to compare those, right? So like a couple months ago, I was where was I? I think I was just about to fly out to come here to Korea. And I was looking at it because I was like, I know I'm going to get a new phone when I get to Korea. So should I keep my phone that I have now until the Note comes out and get the Note? Or should I just go ahead and get the Galaxy S20? And so I was looking at it and I was comparing it against, I didn't want to get the S20 Ultra because the S20 comes in three models, right? So you get the S20, the S20 Plus, and the S20 Ultra. And I didn't want to get the Ultra because there was a lot of people having issues with the Ultra. So I was like, but everybody's giving good reviews on the Plus. So I was comparing the S20 Plus to the Note, the regular Note 20. And then now they've got the Note Ultra, Note 20 Ultra. And as far as like hardware and camera and everything like that, the Galaxy 20 was blowing the Note pretty much out of the water. I think the Ultra had a better battery life than the S20 Plus, but the S20 Ultra, had the better battery life than the Note 20 Ultra. So I was like, eh, battery, you know, it wasn't too big of a difference, but, you know, it was a difference. And then, obviously, the Note comes with the S Pen, which has an upgraded version of it this time around. But the main key was, is at the time that I was reading the review, it was saying that the Note 20, both models, the Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra, would not come in 5G versions. They would still be 4G. And I was like, well, fuck that. I can go and get the S20 Plus and it comes in 5G. I was like, I'm not going to pay that much for a phone and it not be in the, you know, the fastest network. I know a lot of places in the U.S. don't have 5G yet, but eventually they will. So I want to have the phone with that capability so that it'll be.
I know,
but then now.
Yeah. Not too long ago, a bunch of them freaking antennas. They have to put them so much closer together and stuff because of the, I guess, the signal drops off so much the further you go.
Yep. Well, I mean, they got tons of them now. Well, now the new Note, now they just, you know, release more specs on it, and now both versions of the Note is going to have 5G capabilities. I was like, ah, maybe, I don't know. I like the Note because I like having that S Pen. I don't use it a whole lot, but when I do, it's very handy. And then I just like the Note. The Note brand in general is a really good brand. But I don't know. I got the S20 Ultra, the Galaxy, and well, the S20 Plus, and I love it. I love this phone. The camera works great. I love the new feature they added to the camera where if you're trying to take a picture of like a piece of paper or a document or something, if you just hold the camera over that document and it will automatically auto crop it for you and it'll crop around that document and then you just have to tap the middle of the screen and it will scan that document already. So it's already pre-cropped and everything for you. So you don't have to like take a picture of a document and go in and edit it down to where it's only the document. It will automatically do that for you. I was like, that's so nice. Because I use my phone to take pictures of like paperwork all the time. And I'll send it through email or something like that. Since it's so much faster than trying to scan it with a scanner or a printer or whatever. I can just scan it on my phone and email it out.
I hate fucking contractors.
You hate what?
Contractors.
Oh, well, a lot of people do.
Well, my zones is turned on. I have a fucking big-ass leak under the street.
And you should see one of the buildings here. So one of the apartment complexes or the townhouse complexes, because of all the record rain and everything like that that's going on, the underground parking garage is just filled with water. Like it's up to like the top of the driver's side mirror in some of the places on cars, like the underground park. And then it leaks so much water into the first floor of the apartment complex or the townhouse complex, and the elevators, got filled with water too. So the elevators are now out of order. And some of these places are like 25 stories long or tall. So imagine living on the 25th floor and you can't use an elevator and there's no time frame for when it's going to be fixed and back up. So you got to go up 25 flights of stairs to get up to your floor.
You know what it sounds like to me?
You're never leaving home?
No, you're getting your leg workout. There's your PT.
Yeah, fuck that. When the landlord showed me the apartment complex that we're living in now, she showed us another building, and she was going to show us the one on the 25th floor. I was like, man, I would love to have the very top floor. And then we almost get to the apartment complex. Like, we're down the road. We can see the apartment complex, and she's like, oh, and by the way, I didn't don't know if I told you or not, but this unit doesn't come with an elevator, but it does have stairs. I was like, you gotta fucking be joking me, right? She's like, no, I'm serious. And my fiance is like, oh, it's good exercise. It's fine. And I'm sitting there, like, I want to be nice. And she, like, the realtor, she was like, dead fucking serious on when she was saying this. Like, there was no sign. Poker face was on point. And I was like, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say that I don't want to look at it now.
She's like, you said American Ninja Lock.
Yeah, because she's already driven. She's already drove us to the place. So I don't want to be nice, be rude and say, I don't want to look at it now. And I was like, but I'm sitting in the back of my mind thinking, I'm not getting this if there is really no elevator, because I am not going up 25 flights of stairs with like groceries on each hand, freaking trying to go up all those stairs. It's like, fuck that. And then we get there and then there's an elevator. And I was like, I thought you said there was no elevator. And she's like, and you believe me? And I was like, I guess I did. I guess I'm the stupid one.
It's like an American soldier, so go over.
Yeah. And then we were going to get that one because it being on the 25th floor, we were the only... normally, every other floor has two residents a floor. This floor, we were the only resident, so we had nobody else to share the floor with, and there was nobody, you know, above us, so we didn't have to worry about hearing people stomping around or anything like that. And the view was awesome, and it had a dishwasher, which was great. And I was like, man, I want this. I'll take it. I put a hold deposit down. I put $100 hold deposit down to hold the place. And then she had contacted the owner to get all the paperwork sent over to her so that she can fill out my lease agreement so that I can get the place. And then last minute, the owner said, oh, I don't want to sell it to them no more because there's a lot of people that are PCSing to South Korea to include contractors. And contractors get paid more for housing allowance than what the soldiers do, so they get more money for housing. He's like, I'm just gonna save it for one of them to get here, that way I can make more money off the unit with it being a high rise. And I was like, motherfucker. Luckily my landlord was able to find another owner in the next building over, and I ended up getting this apartment. The only downside is this one doesn't have a dishwasher, but yeah, oh well, it's not the end of the world.
Are you kidding me? Yes, it is. And bullshit.
I mean, it comes with everything else. It came with a couch, a kitchen table with a dining room table, a washer dryer, internet, cable, and two dehumidifiers, two aircon units, a stove, microwave, oven combo, a huge fridge and freezer combo, a water purifying system. So, I mean, it's got a lot of upsides to it. I don't mind doing dishes. I was hand washing dishes for 2 years when I was in Kansas, so. And as long as my fiance, she cooks really good food, so if she's willing to cook for me, I'm willing to do the dishes because I can't cook to save my life. So my idea of cooking is finding the nearest fast food joint down the street and going and picking it up.
Oh, that sounds like my type of cooking too. Although I'm slowly learning to cook, so. I can still not save my life.
Yeah, eventually. Like, I mean, I can cook some stuff. So, like, I'm not completely, like, helpless. I can cook, like, I don't know. I can cook a few meals, like chicken Alfredo, spaghetti, tacos. you know, some stuff. I can cook little stuff, but I mean, not enough to make a new meal every night of the week.
Oh, I hate cooking, don't get me wrong. I fucking hate it.
Me too. My cooking was in Kansas, like, the last... Like, when I dropped my daughter off at her mom's and I had that, like, month and a half or whatever without my daughter, it was like, I didn't cook anything at all. Like, it was fast food 24/7. It was like, oh, what do I want for breakfast today? Oh, Sonic? Okay. Order Sonic on my phone, go pick it up. It's like, okay, what do I want for lunch? Oh, McDonald's? Okay. What do I want for dinner? Oh, I'll have Subway.
No wonder you have a fucking running profile. You fat fuck?
Yeah. It sucked. And then eventually, like, in my town, there wasn't very many, like, restaurants or anything. So it was like, there was two McDonald's, a Sonic, like, two Subways, and they had a Freddy's and two Taco Bells, a Qdoba, and an Arby's. And that was pretty much about it. And then they had a couple, like, they had IHOP and a barbecue joint that was pretty good. But, I mean, that was about it. So it got real old real fast. That's why I went.
To make it interesting for dinner.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
That's why I was going on like 4 to 8 mile ruck marches like every day with 45 pounds on my back to kind of balance out some of that fast food.
Nothing ever balances out the fast food.
Yeah, and then the last like 30 days of my time there, Planet Fitness opened back up finally, so I was able to finish out my membership there and use the gym as well. So it balanced out a little bit, I guess. Oh, everybody pretty much left.
Yep, just us.
It's me, you, and Lars.
Is he still here? I thought he left.
Oh, he's still here.
Oh.
Oh, I heard him.
Yeah, it's a low tone.
He speaks when only spoken to. You bring dishonor!
Yeah.
Dishonor on the podcast! Oh, fuck, man.
Oh, man. Oh, I think Elena's online.
Oh, yeah, she's talking global. Good luck dragging her ass in here, though. Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, I know. You can't get her to talk to save your life.
I think I've only heard her talk once.
I've heard her talk once, and I think it was only like two words, and that was it. Well, yeah, she tried talking one time, and then she had an issue with her mic, and then she got off. Let's see. Needed to let you know I am about to build another flyer and post on YouTube community channel for the Gold Pass giveaway. I'm trying to get this server to 20K. With this comes possible ignorance. Heads up on what's coming. Okay.
20K, you're going to kill me, man.
He's Lightning. Trying. He's waiting on Discord to open up partnership so that he can go ahead and get partnered with them. He just finished getting server set up as far as getting that moderator channel added and the people that have access to that channel, who are the mods, I guess, like the admins, the people who have access to that channel, they have to set up the two-step authentication or whatever.
Yeah. Shit
for your security, you have to get that set up to be able to use it. Then by doing that, you're pretty much, he's setting up his server for the requirements that is needed as far as being able to get partnered with Discord. That was the only, I think, thing he had left to do that wasn't part of his requirement yet. But all the other shit, man, as far as how many people, he's also trying to keep activity up in the server, because when they do open up partnership, you have to maintain so much activity on a daily basis in your server for X amount of time or whatever it is. So he's also trying to keep activity going. But as far as the amount of people that's in the server, and plus his YouTube requirements, he blows all of those requirements out of the water. So we'll see.
So why does he want to keep the server? Why does he want to get the server so big?
Well, obviously, it's just to get it bigger and bigger and bigger so that he can... He's pretty much, as far as the Clash community goes, he's, like, in the top five, if not the top three, for the most people in his server. There's only a few that beat him right now, but not by much. I don't think I'm in any server anymore that is still partnered with them, but I wonder what fucking what's his face server is at right now.
I left all the YouTube people's servers last night.
Well, no, I was seeing William, what his server was at, the Infinity Network or whatever. I wonder if they're still under like 2,000. I don't know. Oh, I had Angel, who is not Angel, Blue Fire. She messaged me. I guess she's a admin over in Global Clash community or something like that. And she was like, hey, just wanted to let you know, we've got tournaments going on for all town hall levels. If guys are interested, we do it for all town hall levels. So I know you got a variety over in Chill Server and all that. And I was like, well, here's the thing. I was looking at the flyer she sent me, and it only goes to Town Hall 9. So Town Hall 9 and above. I was like, so you really don't, go to all town hall levels. And I go, the other issue is we do tournaments a lot in our server for our events team. And we may have 100 people sign up for a tournament, but we'd be lucky to get half of them to actually show up for the tournament. I was like, it's hit or miss. You got a lot of people say they're interested and they want to do it, but then when it comes on, when it comes time to do it, they don't show up. So,
yep. I quit playing Clash.
Oh, yeah, you're taking your break, or you just quit altogether?
I guess break / quit. I put both my accounts in the original clan like I used to be a part of that died. It's like a retirement clan, but no one's active in it. So I just put my two accounts there and haven't logged on in a couple of, like, since last week. The clan I was in on the 10, I left. I said, fuck y'all. I hate how y'all run CWL. I'm out.
Yeah, I haven't been that active in on my accounts at all lately, and mainly it's just because of the whole PCS and going through everything and all of that. I just didn't have the time to really invest too much time into it. But I'm slowly getting settled in now and starting to get back into a rhythm. I'm starting to podcast back up and all of that. So I'm slowly getting back into doing Clash again and monitoring the server a little bit more. But Elena and Lisa's been doing a really good job of doing that. It looks like the peacekeepers that we do have, all the newer ones like YK and them, they're doing a good job of moderating, and Pekka seems to be doing a really good job as far as trying to hold the event team together and stuff. I'm almost tempted just to, as far as like community events go, I'm almost tempted just to like quit doing like community events as a whole, because it puts a lot of, you know, these event coordinators are putting in a lot of work and a lot of time, and then hardly all these people sign up, but then they never show up. I was like,
that's why you haven't. That's why you haven't been able to keep anybody, because they put on events and then no one ever shows up. So it's like, why even do it if this is going to be the turnout?
Yeah. So I'm almost tempted. I think they're doing. I haven't really looked into it too much, but I think Elena and Pekka are working on doing like a family tournament or family event for the. Between the three clans that we have in Joe's clans, they're doing some sort of like family tournament. So I think if we do something like that, I think it might work really good. We'll just stick to doing events for the clans, Joe's clans, and we'll just do events in there, whether it be you know, fucking FC nights or, you know, 5v5 wars or whatever it is, but we'll keep it within the family where we know that, you know, people are going to show up.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Lars? Are you on like a typewriter or something? It sounds like you got a typewriter or something in the background. Yeah, we need Pikachu to get online. He says he's online.
I was talking about Elena.
Yeah, I see you and Global talking about getting Elena on.
Gotta bribe her ass with food.
Pokemon and you roll.
PC. What role?
What?
I demand a new. What role do you want? A hinty role. I'm not making a hinty. Hinty, whatever it is, role. Oh, damn. Burn.
Elena would probably enjoy making that roll.
You can do make a roll called the Pervy Sage from Naruto. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if Elena watches Naruto.
Perisage.
It should be Pervy Sage. So if you watch Naruto, yeah, that guy. There you go.
Ah.
In Global. He's like him and Naruto are alike. They every time they see beautiful girls or whatever, they like go all and crazy and all that.
Ah.
But nice. This guy, every time Naruto finds him, he's always either looking at a girl from a distance or he's looking at like a sexy magazine or something like that. He's a perv. The Pervy Sage. Oh my. What's all
but
this?
I'm not that perv.
He didn't get them tomorrow. Also, the company said You may have to take a PT test at the end of the month. Oh, great.
Buck, you're fucked.
Oh, I'm going to fail height and weight.
You fat son of a bitch.
Fuck. I was hoping for a little bit more time, but... Oh, orderly. A copy of from the one I did in May. So, let's see here. What's going on? What's that for? No. What are you guys doing? Oh my gosh. Oh, but I, well, doesn't look like anybody else is going to come online. So I'm going to go ahead and look like I'm going to go ahead and stop this and end my podcast for tonight so I can go get some sleep because it is 10:30 here. So, I'm going to go tuck my daughter in, make sure she's in bed, and then I'm going to bed. So, I'm out. You have a good day, Ruth. Enjoy work.
I'm waiting to go home and count down the hours.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys later. Later, Ruth. Later, Lars. All right.